One, two, three.
I'm a cast man. Dan, dan. Yeah, I'm a cast man. Dan, man. I love to record them. I like to talk on them.
All right, anyway.
I don't even know what that is.
That's Billy Gunn. Ass man song.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty forgettable gimmick, but
yes.
Shout out to Billy Gunn, who is all in.
Who is all in?
I just noticed that on the card.
He's going to be at PCW.
Yo.
If you're in the West Coast of California.
So you have two chances to see Billy Gunn.
Two chances?
To see the one Billy Gunn. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Matt Mania Podcast. What are we?
99th episode.
Episode 99. Level 99. What are we, the four horsemen of the podcast world? What are we, the most dangerous podcast group? I don't know.
All of the above.
To the four-cylinder car driving.
No, not four-cylinder.
Microphone speaking, headphone wearing.
Son of a gun. Son of a gun.
No, in classic Matt Mania fashion, we are playing Where is T-Call?
We'll don't worry. He'll be here before we get into the nitty-gritty, but thank you so much for being here for 99.
Yeah.
This is episode 99.
That's exciting, boys.
I am super stoked. I've never done 100 of anything in my life. Like, seriously. 100 sit-ups.
100 bars?
100 push-ups. I never did one of them 100 bar songs.
You were on 100, man.
I challenge you, sir.
Ooh.
100 bars.
I might have to do that. Back in the day when I was writing on paper, I'd be like, man, what am I going to do? I got to flip the pages halfway through to get to the next bar.
Right.
Now that I type and write my lyrics on my phone, I could just scroll.
Yeah, so man.
I got an infinite scroll.
100 bars coming soon.
Mega Ran, 100 bars. Should it be wrestling bars in there as well?
Of course.
All right. Got some wrestling bars for y'all.
Yo, have you done a joint with like wrestlers versus like video game characters?
No.
No.
I'm making a note of that right now.
Ding, 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 ding,
okay.
Ding.
So real quick, let's just brainstorm right one. This is brainstorm one. So if like Braun Strowman, who would he battle as a like a what rapper?
Oh, rapper.
Or no, video game character.
Video game character.
So I think Braun Strowman probably have a good fight against
Bowser.
Bowser.
A good fight.
That'd be funny.
Gannon.
I just to kind of keep that one kind of flush. Braun Strowman versus Zangief.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
That's a battle.
That'd be a battle.
Okay, this is a great idea, Rock.
What about Chun Li versus Trashka?
Hey,
that's easy. That's easy, bud.
That's easy.
Hey,
told you he'd be here.
No, the man of the hour.
He calls in the building, and he also brought the crew. That's what
he did. Yes.
So
yeah,
sneaky.
Definitely though.
Sneaky,
yeah, yeah. Tiki. You should definitely do something with
that. Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help on that. So if you got any suggestions of wrestlers versus video game characters, I will write that rap. I just need the suggestions.
Snoop Dogg versus the dog from
Texas. Yo, son.
Obscure.
It's got to be the big dog, Roman Reigns, versus the dog from Duck Hunt.
There you go.
How
about Solid Snake versus Seth Rollins?
Ooh, I like that.
I dig it.
Okay.
I like it. This is an infinite possibilities, folks. All right, so let's get our plugs out of the way. We are, of course, coming to you live from
the
beautiful DigiLab Studios, the DigiLabs Arena.
Yes.
where it all goes down.
The DigiLab Memorial Coliseum.
True. Come through and get your audio recording fixed. We do podcasts, music recordings, green screening, anything you need, go to recordingstudiophoenix.com.
Make it happen.
The quality from this 99th podcast is definitely top tier. Give it to them.
True. What other plugs you got, Neil?
Well, we are currently seeking power from our cosmic Matt Maniacs out there. So we want you to support us on the Patreon page. Become a Matt Maniac. We have different tiers. We did put out the call on the Matt Mania Podcast Twitter. We want to hear from you. What do you want out of a Patreon page? Let us know. And we'll definitely, incorporate it, into the tiers. But we have some pretty good tiers as of now, but it's definitely sure to come. And last and surely,
wait, I want to thank Veronica, our newest patron.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Veronica.
Shout out to you.
We love you so much. Thanks for the support. She is at Begins Like This on Twitter. She always sends us fun.
Her name is Veronica.
Her name is Veronica.
And she's a certified snack, apparently.
Mm. No. Oh, that's her?
That's right.
Okay.
According to that conversation.
She might be one of the one exceptions to the rule, because I generally, in general, in my real life, I don't trust women named Veronica. Because of the Onyx song of the same name called Veronica.
You might want to look that up. That's the hip-hop cut of the week.
Right?
No, actually, the hip-hop cut of the week can't come from Rock Knowledge. You suggested a really dope song.
Which one?
Tell us about it. The Joell Ortiz.
Oh, Joell Ortiz and Apollo Brown. It's, oh man, what is
Decisions
it called?
Decisions or something?
Decisions. Yeah, they got a project coming out together pretty soon here. Apollo Brown on the beats is super dope. Joell is Joell, man. Yeah,
it's a dope song, man.
Yeah,
I was like, do I want to hear this right now? And then I played it, and I was like, I'm glad I listened to this.
Decisions.
It's really dope. Cheers, boys, to episode 99.
Yes, indeed.
We're cheersing. You can't see.
Clink, clink.
But yeah, no, that one is really dope. And then I have a flip side to that pick. The new song with Uncle Murda, 50, Casanova, and Rainbow Bright called Get the Strap.
Oh, I heard that song.
It's ignorant bully rap.
Yeah.
And I enjoy ignorant bully rap from time to time.
I could do without the Tekashi verse, but the whole
his part is irrelevant.
It's done well,
but like, 50's verse is cool. Like, Casanova's pretty dope. That joint he's got with Primo's dope, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a real gritty type of beat.
Very gritty. Not for the faint of heart. If you are if you got kids, keep them away from the speakers when you play that. But it's good old classic New York bully rap.
Uncle Murda's Uncle Murda.
You know what you're gonna get from a guy named Uncle Murda. And if you're confused,
it's
gonna be murder.
Like, they're using guns to rob like a gun store. I'm like, damn. Yeah.
That's gangster. So
speaking
of the Pro Wrestling Tees shop,
yes.
There is an all-in sale going on right now. Save 20% on everything with
the
promo code All In. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com. Get you anything. They got stuff like the Vigilante Club for Stephen Amell. They got Shawn Michaels merchandise. Got Broken Skull Ranch
for the man Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Hell,
take a swig of beer for the working man.
Got official Macho Man stuff. And also, most importantly, you can get your Matt Mania tee there, folks.
That's right.
You're going to see us this weekend rocking Matt Mania tees. We'll be out there.
The Matt Mania tee is proven to give you plus 10.
Plus 10 kickouts.
Wear that shirt while you're wrestling. Guaranteed kickout.
You guaranteed. Any other plugs before we get into the nitty gritty?
StarCast. I'm sorry, Fight TV. If you want to catch the All In show, go to fighttv.com or .tv. It's actually a free app you can download and you can catch the. If you're not all in, like we are finally.
I think we're officially, we're 3/4 in. We're one man down, unfortunately, for All In. But we're 3/4 in at this point.
Yeah.
Rock Knowledge will definitely be missed.
I'll be,
but he's going to order it.
I'll be ordering it.
Through Fight TV.
It's got a nice little price tag.
Yeah.
It's $50.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's five
it
hours of wrestling.
$99, but maybe that's for
the, if it's $100,
special package.
I'm going to find me the illegal stream.
That's the one that's also showing you like StarCast stuff, right? That
and
you're going to be able to catch some of the
that's dope.
The live podcasts and
pieces like the ring canvas as well, like a piece of memorabilia and
they are selling
like that,
the farm. One thing I will say, this has been, and again, this is a very small or like organized effort. It's like maybe 7 or 8 dudes.
It is like a guerrilla effort.
It's literally like two cats and a monkey behind the keyboard who are making this happen. So shout out to the StarCast crew, David and the rest of those guys.
Love you,
super
Hancock.
Quick on emails and just very helpful. Unless I ask to perform, then they're not so quick to respond. But that's irrelevant. So moving on, All In is $40.
Yeah.
$40, well worth it.
I think it's worth it.
And the
you're getting yourself
free, you can catch pre-show there free too.
Like on
the
WGN,
even on the 0 hour on the app.
So, yeah, I saw they're having a for the people who don't got tickets, they're having a
all out party.
Yeah, that
with
Shane Helmsley is supposed to Hurricane is hosting.
Hurricane Shane Helmsley.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The viewing party for people who don't got tickets.
No, Flip has an all out party off site.
Yeah,
somewhere else. There's a
I was talking about the viewing party that Hurricane is hosting.
That's cool. So they're giving anybody that's in the city an option so that you don't have to go. Yeah. Don't feed the scalpers. Don't go paying ridiculous prices. If anything, here's my scalper trick. Wait till like the second match.
Yep.
And then walk up to them scalpers with a 20.
Yeah. Basically, wait till the pre-show.
And be like, yo, this is what I got, bruh. And most of them are going to be like, all right, what am I going to do now? I'm going to take it. So you might have to miss the first or second match, but I think it's well worth it.
Or you can pay to go to that viewing party and you'll be around a bunch of like-minded individuals like yourself who are going to also enjoy All In. So
true.
The smell of Marky Cologne and
Bullet Club shirts.
Bullet Club shirts and fedoras.
So for the record, we retired our Bullet Club tees today. We're all wearing them now because we will not take them with us to Chicago. We made a pact.
This shirt.
We made a pact to not bring them. So he sends me in the group text.
No hat. You're about to bring your Bullet Club hat?
Nah, dog.
Oh, what were you about to say? Nah.
Bullet Club shirt, right?
Nah, that's a New Japan
None of us
shirt.
Got that. I was about to
you
buy it, but
Chicago
it was $35.
Hoodie,
I got the hoodie. Oh, I might bring the
I have
hoodie.
A Bullet Club
No, but that's, is that a Bullet Club?
Yeah, it's Bullet Club. I won't do it. So the reason why, Teek sent the message, and I was like, look, guys, wear your Bullet Club shirt tonight to the taping because we're not wearing them in Chicago. And I was like, wait, was there like some government rule, like because of the violence in Chicago, that you can't wear a Bullet Club shirt? I don't know why I just went there with my mind. I was like, well, it does have
that's
guns on it.
Thinking.
And it says bullets. So I was like, well, what are they? No. And he's like, no, remember we said we weren't going to wear it because everybody's going to have one. And I was like, that's fair.
Oh, yeah. The amount of Bullet
Get
Club
some LIJ shirts.
The amount of Bullet Club shirts we're going to see while we're out there is going to be ridiculous. Yeah, we should go to Pro Wrestling Tees and just buy, like you said, like
something
a
different
group.
No, we should just buy our own shirts again.
Well, we're
all or wear Matt Mania shirts.
You better bring your Matt Mania shirt.
Bring your Matt Mania shirt.
It's extra soft cotton, just so you people know.
And with 10% extra kick out.
It feels like a bubble bath on your skin.
Wow.
Go get that.
Wow.
Right, so we're going to go with a couple of the majors, some WWE news, and two or three highlights from the shows.
Did you guys do putovers? Did I miss putovers?
Nah, we're going to do them at the end because, honestly, plugs. I don't have it yet, so I'm thinking about it. So I'm going to ask a question. Raw had a lot of things happen, as he usually does on a three-hour show. The beginning and the end, let's just talk about that. Braun Strowman.
Yep.
I just want to talk about Braun and Kevin Owens. So just we'll quickly.
I was about to say, isn't Braun the beginning and the end?
Yes.
Sort of, yeah.
So they start you off, they doing the, they're going to have the enemies team up and then have to fight the bad guys. Okay. And then
they always do that.
Braun does what he wants and then turns on Roman. I mean, you can't say he turned on him when they were never friends. So I thought, oh my God, they're trying to turn him heel to continue to push this Roman face agenda.
Right.
But Rock said off mic, he's Braun. He does what he wants. This isn't a heel turn.
Yeah.
So well, I felt like it was a heel turn. What do you think?
I thought we said.
You mic went up.
Well,
can you guys hear me?
I'll say this: the way it was executed.
Yeah, I hear you now.
The fact that he didn't tag in, the fact that he didn't try to win, the fact that he was willing to take a L, and basically side with the bad guys. Mm-hmm. That's pretty heelish.
When three dudes are stomping Roman, that was when I started yelling at the TV. I was like, Braun has been the strongest thing.
Shield did the same thing to Braun last week, though.
That's true, but this is Braun Strowman. He's bigger than wrestling.
When Braun eliminated himself, in the match with who was it? Kevin Owens.
Threw him off the rope. The ring.
Got eliminated, got disqualified, and didn't care about winning just to beat Kevin Owens up. Nobody called Braun Strowman the bad guy.
True.
So Braun Strowman not wanting to tag in. Why does that make him a heel? He
does what he wants.
He doesn't like Roman Reigns, and he's obviously
Roman Reigns
in a feud with him.
No, you saw the last image of the show.
Let me get to that.
All three holding hands in the air. Yeah. Come on.
I think it was different him and KO because that was a.
That's been a long feud, and we understand that he just wants to beat him up.
If I like realistically, just not scripted, but if I'm about to fight somebody next weekend or something and it's a chance for them to get more beat up today, why would I help them?
Because you're
if
a bad
I know
guy.
That no, that's not bad. That's strategy.
That's true.
I'm sorry.
A bad guy won't fight with honor.
This is a good point. Braun doesn't have any beef with Dolph or Drew.
Right.
There's no beef. So even from the beginning of the show, there's no beef.
But Dolph and Drew does have beef with...
with Roman.
No, Seth. Not only that, well, Seth and Dean.
They didn't really have beef with Roman. Right, they just decided really to pick a fight.
Exactly. So why is that a heel move to say, hey, I got an issue with these guys and y'all got an issue with these guys, so let's work together? That doesn't seem... heel, especially after I got, especially after Braun got beat up.
Braun's too over.
Braun does what he wants, and I understand because let's remember, like you said,
twice
he got triple teamed. Just last week,
twice.
So it's like, well,
he got heel power bombed.
Yeah, now why can't he
caught the spear?
But what Roman said,
dirty deeds.
All right, wait. What did Roman say?
Roman said, "Hey, listen, I didn't tell those boys to come out. They came out on their own volition." They came out because, you know, we are a family. We are the workhorses, and we're going to protect what's important.
And just like I saw somebody say online, having a workhorse has nothing to do with triple teaming somebody. Right? So what he got out there and said didn't mean
it didn't
shit
excuse because what they did at all.
Workhorses is you guys are here every night putting it all out there.
You work hard to get what you want.
Oh, we're going to team up to make sure that I don't lose the title. That's what he should have said. Those are my brothers, and they're going to do anything that they need to do to keep this strap on me. If he would have said that, I would have been like, hell yeah.
See, that would have been a heel promo.
But hey, but that's a heel promo. But that's what he's doing.
Nope.
It is, that would have been a heel promo to say, like, oh, my boys are going to help me keep this title forever. Like, that's a four horseman
promo.
Right,
so as long as he doesn't, so as long as he doesn't say it,
he's
they
like,
do
they
it
do
it
what
anyway.
They want. Remember, they was doing this with AJ in the club. Yeah. Oh, I don't control those guys. I told them not to come help me. They do what they want.
Spoken like a true heel team.
That's heel talk.
And didn't AJ win heel, right? Am I confused about that? Weren't they beating up John Cena?
They did beat up John Cena.
I don't think there's going to be a clear heel and face in a feud between... if it ends up being...
not only
like
because of the fans. They're trying to make it a clear WWE. I think they want to make it... Roman the face and Braun the heel.
Yeah, the fans aren't going to have that, though.
They're not having it.
I would prefer he kind of stay in the middle, to be honest.
Who, Roman?
No, Braun.
Yeah, that's where he's going to be because WWE wants him to be a heel, but the fans won't let him.
Yeah,
because
they want to see Braun win, but they also want to see Braun destroy.
You know what this told me? Braun has no chance of beating Roman, at least not at Hell in a Cell.
Oh, no.
I'm willing to bet money that's not happening. Because they just didn't want to make it look like another set up the big man to lose to Roman and
Braun Strowman loses cash in and Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I think wild. Roman's gonna beat him officially. He's already cashed in.
Here's my suitcase.
Constipated Corbin.
So here's a.
I would like to see Braun win after they give us everything, including the kitchen sink. I want it
it'll be a while.
I want it to be... No, I'm talking about at that match.
We've
seen Braun and Roman do
everything. They've hit each other with, like, ambulances and semi-trucks. Like, what else can they do?
They've both killed each other.
Is Braun going to, like, commandeer a plane and, like, crash a plane into Roman Reigns or some shit?
Roman plane!
Throw a boat. A canoe.
So you want that match to be super bloody five-star?
That's not even what I was saying. I was saying after all the shenanigans, everybody is going to get involved in that match.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Braun is still going to come out on top. That's what I'm saying. Let The Shield come out. Let Dolph and Drew come out. Let everybody get involved that was involved in the build-up. And then when Braun pulls it out, then you can always say the shenanigans card. Like, oh, well, I didn't win clean.
Where's Bray Wyatt right now?
Roman. Put a shenanigans card about him not winning clean if Braun beats him after everything happens.
That's a good question.
Because I got something that's kind of popped into my head, like at some point.
That he'll pop up?
He'll be on Braun's side. Because what does Bray Wyatt have going on right now? He's not a tag team no more.
Yeah, did Matt retire officially?
Not officially, but it's sounding like everything you're reading sounds like Matt's probably done.
He was a producer.
He was a producer.
Yeah.
At some of the events, I think Matt's probably close to being about done. So where does that leave Bray Wyatt?
They got to put him back in the main picture.
No, that's a good way to throw him in the main picture.
That would be a great way. I would love.
They have history.
If he came out and been like, "All right, now Braun, that's my guy. Now you guys, you know what I mean? Not Dolph and Drew. Like, well, I don't know.
Yeah,
they had a thing.
I think
going
that was
already.
That was more Dolph and Drew just coming out to be Dolph and Drew.
So right. They just literally injected themselves into the main event. Like,
I would have rather seen Dean with Dolph and Drew.
Yeah.
I disagree.
So here's what's gonna happen next week.
We know that you disagree. We're Neo. Probably we gonna get an S on your chest and a cape on your back.
Whoa.
So all right,
Mr. Superhero.
I guess I'll stop discussing about fucking wrestling then.
No more wrestling talk.
You guys
podcast
can make this
over.
A fucking bad guy podcast.
Quickest episode of all time, under 20 minutes. God catch y'all next week.
It's pro heel, apparently. Over here.
A fucking bad guy.
So
he's the villain.
All right.
Right.
He's the
villain. You want me to not be
he's,
who
he's,
I am?
He's bad guy.
You bad guy.
All right. So here's what's happening.
What we got?
What that reminded me, the Corbin talk. The second story on Raw is Kevin Owens.
Yes.
Kevin Owens had a banger of a match.
Yes, he did.
With Seth. Great match.
Wonderful match.
Awesome promo before it. I felt like he did too much talking. I was like, okay, something's going to happen. And it did. He lost the match. He sits in the ring, says, I quit. What do you see happening with this? They do a quit thing like every couple months. Somebody quits.
He'll come back.
I actually have a hot take on it that people might not be thinking about.
Go ahead.
I think what the I quit is I think that he's going to be in an I quit match. I think that's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. So he quit in order to have an I quit match.
Yeah, he didn't say he quit. He just said I quit. Now everybody is speculating like, oh, what
Wait,
that
he didn't
is.
Say I quit, but he just said I quit.
No, he didn't.
He did in the ring.
That's not what I said. You're not
okay.
listening.
What'd you say?
I said he didn't quit. He just said I quit.
Okay.
So if people are speculating like, oh, what does that mean? And he says, oh, I'm calling for an I quit match. Because what else are you going to do with him? He's not about to leave WWE, and you're not about to send him back to SmackDown, because if you're bouncing Kevin Owens back and forth, it makes it look like he's not worth shit.
No, but it's a storyline thing. The question is, where does this go?
Yeah,
and if you think it goes to an I quit match with Seth?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I guess he can quit Raw. That's the only way I see it happening.
Well, he said I quit. He takes off his tape and gloves and all that and walks away all dejected.
Yeah.
It makes you think like he's out. And then the Pro Wrestling Tees store puts up the Kevin Steen merch immediately.
They had those shirts up last time too. Those aren't those didn't just come
But they
on
just
site.
Yeah, they
that
just
was
act
when
like
he was fired. And then he was rehired.
When he was fired.
By
so
Stephanie.
They have the right to use it, but they just use it at the convenient time.
I don't know. I think the only way I can support that is like if he did quit, but he quit Raw. He went to SmackDown.
They can't keep doing that. Like, I agree with Teek on that.
That's
you can't bounce him again.
But that's, like, the only thing I can really...
I think he's holding out till Sammy comes back, and then he comes back together.
Unless he quits and then becomes a free agent like Brie is, and then he's on Raw and SmackDown. But him just getting tossed to another brand again, I'm not...
Brian Alvarez said on Twitter something funny. He was like, man, if I was Kevin Owens, I would quit, too, if they just spent 3 months of you building up the biggest face in the company just to make him turn heel. Braun.
Oh, yeah.
Like they had him stuck running from Braun forever in a bad storyline, and then Braun just turns anyway. So, or maybe he doesn't.
Allegedly.
Turn. Maybe turns. All right. So here's what I read about what they think that's going to happen with that. It's just a, you know, pro wrestling.
Sure.
What site was that? That's Ryan Satin's site. I think I saw it on.
Sheet,
yeah. He said he thinks that Kevin Owens is somehow going to find his way to the Money in the Bank briefcase. Like, that match is already set, and that he's going to find some kind of loophole, I don't see how, where Corbin gives the briefcase to Kevin Owens. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't want
it doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
That,
I don't even know how to get to from point A to point Z.
No,
that.
It doesn't make any sense. But
okay.
Kevin Owens always has a plan. Always has a plan.
Does he now?
Yeah,
does
but
he?
I feel like that we they should know. Make him. I mean, like I said, I think the I Quit match would be good. But other than that, I feel like he doesn't have a plan right now. Like, that's the road that they're going with him. Like, he should be like
should
all
be...
out of options because he's used all the options. That's who he is. He's the man with the plan that has no plan right now.
That's true.
I've done everything. Nothing I did to try to beat Braun worked. Nothing that he's doing right now works. So what position does that put him in? Does he have to create a stable now? Does he have to get...
I think he's going to come back some other way, like with another person or with a plan. Or, let's take bets here. Any chance he shows up at All In? Give me a percentage. I'm going to say 2%. 2% chance he shows up.
I'll say 3%.
Okay, 3%.
Price is right.
Y'all point right. Y'all price is right in each other.
3%.
No.
$1. No, Rock, what do you say? Any chance?
No chance in hell.
20%.
Vinny
Mack.
I'm Vinny Mackin' it.
No chance in hell? Okay, now this is the scenario we talked about off mic. Imagine this, Teek. Kevin Owens comes backstage after he did that promo, say I quit, whatever. Vince McMahon says, here's the phone.
God damn it, pal.
Call Cody Rhodes right now.
Call Rhodes.
Tell him you want to do All In.
All In. Call him right now, damn it. Tell him, Kevin.
Call him right now, you son of a bitch.
It's All In.
Like, as a spy. So he says, look, call him and tell him you want to do All In, and I bet you he'll let you come. And then you come report back
and
to us.
And you tell Neville to get his ass back here.
Here's a better question.
Oh,
how
so
many?
You're saying for him to go, but not let it be known that he's
be
a
mole.
Spy?
Yeah, just come in as a mole.
Because I was about to say, if he lets it be known, then WWE is going to fall under so much heat.
But they would still do it. All In would still let him come. Like, he's a big name.
How many moles do you think
already? What is he going to do? Win his game?
In all seriousness,
Ray?
How many moles?
No, like, I want to know, what is he going to do? Is he going to win and be like, fuck All In or something? Or, like, I'm going back to WWE? Like, how would he, like...
They write into the storyline. If he says, oh, if I win, then I'll go to ROH or I'll go to New Japan. And then he loses, and now he has to go back to WWE. They could do that. Or he could just not wrestle, just come out and talk trash.
Right, that's seeming like All In has got too much of a...
They can kind
of
Chris Jericho.
I don't think that they're buddy-buddy with WWE like that just yet. Just because Triple H is calling Cody every day, I don't think.
I don't know, man. I think a lot of those dudes talk, man. I'm sure. I'm sure Cody talks to everybody.
It's a small world.
Just like... never mind. I don't know if that's privy to information.
Kayfabe or not.
Don't give any classified stuff.
Well, no, just cut it out. I was going to say.
No, they all talk. We'll just leave it at that. But I might forget to edit.
That was, I don't want to edit that. Don't say it.
That's all that was.
Last thing in the majors, before we go to All In, SmackDown talk.
Yes.
I thought immediately.
You did miss something on Raw.
We didn't talk about
what I missed. You did miss something.
No, we talked about Kevin Owens and Braun.
Just a couple things. Is it something really major?
I mean,
all right, what do you think?
It was the return of Stratus Faction.
Hey.
I'm a Trish Stratus fan.
Yeah.
It's nice to see Trish.
She
looks good.
She looks good.
I'm a TNA fan.
Testin' Albert.
Rest in peace,
Test. Test was dope.
Test was dope. I thought he was going to be a future world champion.
Man.
Trish was the TNA
She was. So that was a cool little segment. I like the fact that her and Elias went back and forth a lot.
Yeah.
That was really good stuff. Elias is great no matter what. Like, he doesn't even have to wrestle anymore. I think if Elias just came out with his guitar.
Does his little spiel.
He don't even got to wrestle. He's
right.
Over.
Dude, you didn't even go see him perform while you were out.
They canceled his concert.
Did they cancel it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I didn't know. I thought it was supposed to be like the day before or something.
It was the same time as NXT. So they realized this is dumb, and they canceled it. It was like an hour before NXT, so it was like it wasn't a good idea.
Oh, okay.
So they canceled it, and they did it during SummerSlam. But anyway, the album's not bad, though.
Yeah,
Stratus Faction, is she Snack of the Week, Trish?
Yeah.
I think so.
She's really good.
I've always been a fan.
She looks great.
She's always been a fan.
She got Stratus Faction yoga or something going on.
So she'll be fighting Alexa at Evolution.
I wish Alexa still had the title, only for that, because I think that one looked that more interesting, even though... There's still a possibility because it's after Hell in a Cell.
Ronda's not losing that belt in a month.
Nah. No way. Ronda's not losing it.
Yes.
Just like Roman's not losing it.
Yeah,
I think they're not flipping that title.
Not yet. Roman's going to lose that at a major. When he loses, it'll be at a major. He can't just drop it at Great American Bash or one of the ones that doesn't
Great Balls
matter.
Of Fire.
Right, one of the ones that doesn't matter.
So here's my SmackDown thing.
Yes.
Becky Lynch.
Okay.
The crowd, obviously, behind Becky.
Super.
I just saw a little bit of a hot take on the internet that Becky Lynch is the new Stone Cold. What do you think?
I saw somebody go
not
as far
saying
as, I saw somebody that. Go
that's more of a reach than what he was saying about Kevin Owens.
I saw somebody go as far to say that she should adopt the Stunner as her and bring
on.
That back. Yeah, people are really trying to paint her.
They
as,
want her to be.
She should have a heel. You know what? She should have a heel finish.
The anti-heel heel. Like, you have a good point, so nobody's going to boo you. You know what I mean? But
she's
just
over,
really
man.
Angry. It's the same thing I thought with Braun. I was like, why are they turning somebody who's over? So we talked about Braun. I think y'all kind of convinced me that maybe it's not a heel turn for Braun. Becky, this is like
they're trying
a really attempted heel turn. You crowd didn't like me, and like, yeah, yes, we did. What are you talking about? We've
I
always
think it'd,
liked
it'd be
you.
Easier to turn Charlotte.
But do you
heel.
Think do you
they just won't do that? Like,
I know.
They won't do the most obvious thing.
Do you think this is a heel turn that WWE is gonna like dig their heels in and say like, yeah, we're gonna keep pushing this until
they might have to?
I think
you
so.
Go heel, or do you think that they're just gonna be like, well, I guess you're just Stone Cold now. You're
a tweener, just an
anti-hero.
Anti-hero. I don't know, man. I think so far they seem to be committed. Every week it gets more and more personal. Yeah. I think it'll do well. Yes.
Something that I heard is if WWE is not careful, they can actually kind of do the same thing that they're doing to Roman.
And then they'll boo it.
I think that's why she already called the booze like that.
But surely, that can kind of like twist it.
It's kind of already happening because,
you
know?
They're exactly twisting that narrative.
It's already happening.
That because Charlotte, if you didn't place her against Becky, then I don't think that this would be an issue. Because I think a lot of people do look at Charlotte like Roman, but in a good way, minus the booze. Like they look at Charlotte like, oh yeah, she's the top women competitor, she's been holding the division down. But when you put her against somebody that like that's somebody that they like that's been thrusted upon them. Becky Lynch is somebody that they like that they saw claw up her
they
way.
Haven't let so, yeah that she hasn't gotten her
right
chance
so I'm saying
yet.
So when you put those two against each other, they're gonna root the underdog.
It makes sense. They're gonna root the underdog always. And so what you gotta do is have Becky get that belt and then just be a jerk to everybody. You know what I mean?
And
like,
I,
with the title.
That's the same thing that I was going to say, that the only way that this heel turn is going to work officially is if she wins the title and continues to be a dick.
Right.
Like, you can't win the title and then be like, oh, I'm so happy I won. You have to win the title and still be like, fuck y'all.
I deserve this. Forget y'all. Like, you can't be the scratching and clawing underdog fighting from underneath. Like, they will cheer that all the time. Right. You know, it's the chase is what people want. So if she's the champ sitting pretty, that's when they'll boo her. And that's what happened with Charlotte the first time she won the title. She was like that. Yes.
So do you feel, in order for this to work, do you feel Becky needs a total repackage?
No. I think if they just stay, committed to this, I don't think she needs a repackage. They just got to stay committed. They got to stay the course. She got to constantly start flipping off fans, doing the stunner. No,
But would she need, music?
New music with
him. I think new attire, but maybe I don't feel like
start wearing black.
I don't think she needs a repackaging like to be thrown in somebody's face like this is a repackage. I think like a slow repackaging would be cool. Like you start seeing her wearing different stuff. Or additional additions to her clothes
I think that's a good idea.
Like that.
A slow
different
repackage.
Colors, like her going from like maybe like red or like the chrome like warrior stuff, like they'll wear more like black or something like that, like just something to show like, oh, like we see her evolving.
I would change. Yeah, I'd be all about that.
And not just a change being thrown at you.
I like it. Okay, so one other thing happened on SmackDown, and I'll let y'all talk about it because I didn't see it. Daniel Bryan and Andrade.
Oh yeah.
So what went down with that?
Yeah, so it was Brie and Daniel were on the mic just talking, and then Andrade's music hit.
Yeah, so Andrade called him out, essentially.
Yep. Yeah.
Andrade and Brie called him out, saying, hey, you guys are the old guard, we have the new kids, you ain't shit.
So mixed tag match, you think, is on the next?
Well, no,
that's going to be a hell of a sell.
Yeah, that's already happening. Okay. With The Miz and Maurice and Brian.
Oh, okay.
And
so they're not. Yeah. They might interfere.
But you never know. But yeah, so then a match. Paige came out, made the match, right?
Yeah.
They had the match was good.
Yeah, so, Brian, they
tore it. Yeah, great match. Good spots.
I'm gonna have to watch for that.
Backstage, they showed Maurice and The Miz watching. And then all of a sudden, they stop watching, and then the Miz's music hits. Miz comes out. Daniel Bryan, he dives through the ropes and, takes him out.
Yeah.
And then Andrade
does a corkscrew plancha.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think I saw the gif of that. It looked super dope.
Yeah, then they went back into the ring. And then
Miz shenanigated.
Yeah, shenanigated. DQ. And then The Miz and Andrade proceeded to beat down Daniel Bryan. Zelina Vega and Maryse took care of Brie Bella. Yeah.
Nice. It was a fire match. DDT.
Yes, he did.
Miz put him in the crossface.
Yes, he did.
Or in the yes lock, I'm sorry. Nice. And Zelina hit Brie with the double knees.
Yes, she did.
Oh, wow.
Corner, like, shot the knee.
It was a dope segment. I want to see where it goes with Andrade. Cause
how do you feel? Like, would you want to see a feud? Would you like to see a program?
Andrade and Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
Oh man, it'd be great matches.
They could burn it down like forever. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be great matches.
Hey,
I think it's great that they're putting Andrade with all the top talent, because he just had a match with AJ.
Yeah.
To his limit. He had a match with Daniel Bryan, obviously. I kind of want to see him now have a match. Who do you think would be another top tier competitor for Andrade on SmackDown?
On the SmackDown roster?
So it has to be a face.
I mean, eventually it would be AJ, probably.
Well, he had a great match with AJ, so I think another one would be really good. Kofi would be great.
Yeah. Speaking of the New Day,
I can't say nothing about the New Day until they start
allowing
those guys to have some solo matches. Right now, thinking about them in solo feuds or something like that is just like a waste because they're not doing anything. I wanted to mention something about Raw. I know you said you only wanted to talk about two things on Raw, but I just wanted to say, like, WWE, like, they're so good at building people up, but man, they have to be not getting enough. I don't care about them right now. Ben and Corbin, like, what is going on with Instagram? What are your thoughts? They're still fighting. They're still dragging this on.
I like what Corbin did. I loved him coming out,
making
the match.
Oh yeah,
I loved it. Like, that's great heel work. I was like, that's the way to get heat. Oh, I forgot. It's a no DQ, and then he beats him down with the chair.
Finn
is in waiting for a universal title program.
He's waiting for an opponent?
For Roman, probably, after he vanquishes Braun, which is going to happen. I think it would be I think it's just a matter of time for Finn. Yeah. But he is in a limbo right now. I wish they would bring him back to the
going against
Seth matches.
Right?
Those are good.
So he was going against Seth, and then you had that stuff going on, and at least he was in some sort of title picture. But, like, with him, I feel like this is not the only time. And I'm sure it's not. They just stick Finn in these, like, never-ending, not-going-anywhere feuds. Like you said, it's like placeholders. It's like, oh, we ain't got nothing for you to do.
Yeah,
just go over here and do this.
Fight Corbin again.
But you have something for Corbin to do. He's being constable, or now he's acting general manager. So
they didn't need to. Yeah, I feel weird for, like, because he's not really in a program yet. But I think he's in waiting for whatever reason. I think they just know he's over. They know he sells merch.
We got to
put him on TV.
People that, like, he has fans, and his fans are he's got, like, all the kids. He's got all the chicks. He's got the LGBTQ community. Like, he's got all of these people buying merch and just, like, doing great stuff. But it's like, then it comes to us, and I'd be like, I just think, like, man, we're just not the demographic. Like,
that's
true.
We're
so, like,
we want him in meaningful matches.
We're so smarty mark that we're like,
they just want him on TV,
right.
You know? Like, he just needs to be on TV.
In my opinion, I just like the fact that at least this is probably the most content-driven story that he did. If you really break it down, Corbin's been at his neck for the past four months now.
Yeah.
And his reasoning
for
is
what?
Because he's small. That was Corbin's beef.
Yeah.
You little man. Like, really?
You're so small.
Because
he
beat
him once, and now he wants to keep beating him.
So then, like, the bad guy, he has to, you know, pick on him, you know, bully him, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
Small guy. And, yo, he still tears it up. You know? So, I guess me personally, I just like Finn. Yeah, and I want to see him in main event pictures, but at this time, I just always enjoy him.
He's great regardless.
You guys think Finn's burying himself? Let me ask you. Tell you the reason why I'm asking.
What's the burying himself?
Yeah, burying himself.
How so?
Do you think that he doesn't want to be the demon, or do you think that that's a WWE choice? Because in the interview where he was like, "Oh, I'm having a lot of fun doing what I'm doing and wearing the leather jacket and being cool and getting shit on and being squashed and mistreated," so I'm like, "But if you were the demon more often, like, the demon was getting pushed and the demon was like, oh."
But again, that's a spectacle.
But that's a Big Four pay-per-view like appearance.
Still made no sense at SummerSlam.
It didn't make any sense.
No, it didn't.
But he's undefeated as the demon.
Just because it was a big pay-per-view,
it's a big
pay-per-view.
It
wasn't a big match.
It was not a big match.
It was one of those spots where I'm like, it was executed poorly, but it was still done well.
It's still fun to watch, but it wasn't necessary.
Or I wonder, like, how we talked about before about him, if it really just falls back on. Right after the game. So he Like, I wonder. Yeah, he got hurt, but still.
You're back of the line.
Enzo got hurt his first match. Like,
you're back of the line.
Sometimes when you get hurt that soon, they be like, ooh, can we trust you not getting hurt?
I think
he
that's what it is.
Chance and you.
I really think, I hate to say, but I really think that's it. Like, he might be on this thing where they're like, okay, if you can do 2 years without being hurt, then you're our guy. You know what I mean? It could be something like that. But he's over, and... Well, it was obvious that they've been behind Seth for a long time. You know what I mean? And yeah, you're right. He did get hurt. But so yeah, maybe that doesn't mean anything. I don't know.
To answer your question,
Finn doesn't have any choice when he wears the demon costume. I'm pretty sure. He has no say. They're like, yo, paint up. Let's go.
Brought you Martha, guy.
Yeah.
Paint you up.
I'm pretty sure. He doesn't have any choice. So speaking of choice, Neville made a choice. And Neville is now the man that WWE forgot. And like that. And he's officially on the alumni section.
Yeah.
Apparently, well, he's at least all out. Maybe he's all in. I don't know.
He's going to go be at that all out party.
What's the percentage? Is he popping up at all in? I say 50-50.
70%,
maybe. I want to say he's going to be out there in some form or fashion.
70%.
Even if we just see him like on the street or something. Like if he's just out there.
No, that don't like, count. That don't count. I'm talking about in the ring at the show. Pops maybe up. Not wrestling, but at least Line popping up. Just in a coat, just standing outside.
I mean, he's officially out of his contract. Ooh. So.
But is that a 90-day situation? Or like, I don't know.
He did everything.
He did. Oh, he's waited more than 90 days.
I've also, the All-In card is also, like, been confirmed. But that don't mean that
it's
they won't find a way to throw him out there.
Well, not necessarily in a match, but he could easily run in. Like, he could run in.
He could go in. He can interfere in a match.
The arrow.
He does the Phoenix Splash at 360.
Yeah, he could. Like, if he pulls that off on somebody on Will Ospreay or something, like, come on. Who don't want
to
see that?
But even if he did it to, like, you know,
throw him
like
in
Marty
a,
or
throw him Marty in the, what you call it, throw him in that over the top battle royal or whatever.
So they haven't
have
announced
that, and then he fight Jay Lethal.
They haven't announced everybody in the battle royal. So here we go. Let's do it. We're going all in.
We're gonna show no love to the New Day.
What? We did it last
times.
Week.
Five times.
I'm pretty sure we did five times.
I enjoyed that segment.
Five times.
It was fun.
Oh, what? With King Booker?
Yeah.
I think we should show King Booker.
Nah. All right. Respect for King Booker. And he spin-a-rooned.
Right.
The best spin-a-rooned was Big E's.
Big E was great.
He did the spin-a-rooney in the khakis. So, like.
Okay. Go ahead. Anything else? Because every time I try to move on, we come back.
Let's move on.
So, is there any other SmackDown? No. Okay. I just have a question real quick. Yep. What did AJ do?
No, AJ
ran around looking for Samoa Joe.
Samoa was there.
Samoa cut a deep. He cut a scathing promo.
So it's just getting worse and worse.
He got up on the phone and was like, hey, yo, Wendy, don't knock boots. You know?
Okay, that's too far.
I'm going to be at that barbecue.
That's too far.
He went.
All right.
Yeah, he went too far.
Oh, you bastard.
This is what, right. That's what Samoa Joe is
So that's what he's doing every
like.
Week, pushing it. I like that. Okay, so here we go. Speaking of pushing it, All In is about to happen. If you don't know what it is, this is the biggest independent wrestling show ever put together. Saturday night in Chicago, the world of independent pro wrestling will be on display with the All In event. Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks have put this show together all by themselves with their own money. Ready to put the show the world, just how powerful the independent wrestling scene. Rhodes will be at the forefront of this event as he challenges for a title that his father, the late great Dusty Rhodes, held on numerous occasions, the NWA 10 Pounds of Gold Heavyweight Championship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Versus
baby.
Nick Aldis. It's somewhat fitting that the NWA title will be featured on this show, which is basically the show's point is to prove that WWE is not like the only game in wrestling. And so it's kind of cool. All right.
Jericho podcast,
right? Nah.
So Jericho. Show in September.
Yeah, I saw that. That's funny. That was his only response.
That story, like, yeah, we're gonna call you Vinny Mac.
Did you know it's sold out?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I would have told him. September's the worst.
This is
month.
The worst. This is the worst time.
Oh man. So the event will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern with a pre-show portion called Zero Hour for free on the WGN Network. So let's go through these cards, shall we?
All right.
Let's start at the bottom.
Right. Start at the bottom.
Started at the bottom, now we're here. Over the budget battle royal. So the winner of this match gets a Ring of Honor title shot versus Jay Lethal. Right now in the battle royal confirmed, we got Moose.
Big Moose.
Jordynne Grace. Oh, it's going to be like.
Yeah, intergender.
Intergender?
She's part of that.
Colt Cabana.
P-A-W-G.
Ethan Page. Rocky Romero. Brian Cage. Billy Gunn.
I'm a cast man.
Jimmy Jacobs, Marco Stunt, Brandon Cutler, Punishment Martinez, and four TBD.
Neville, Kevin Owens.
Yeah, that's what
Chris
I just
Jericho.
Said.
Chris Jericho.
I just said that. Throw Neville in there.
It's going to be the most lit battle royal ever.
Goldust.
Hey, but real talk. Real talk, I fucked with Punishment Martinez.
Yeah, is that your pick? You want Punishment Martinez?
I think Punishment Martinez.
No idea who that gentleman is, but his name sounds tight.
I like his name.
You said his name sounds tight?
Yeah.
He's like, man, when I saw him wrestle, who did he remind me of?
He's like a
Mortis. He reminded me of like Mortis like Canyon.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what's up. I guess he's my pick too. I mean, the only guys I know are guys who I don't think are going to win this.
Moose.
Like Moose, Brian Cage. I mean, he's big. Jimmy Jacobs. Colt Cabana.
I vote for Colt Cabana.
I would love to see Colt like in an ROH world title match. But I'm going to pick Jordynne Grace. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
That's my pick.
You got no pick?
I said.
Yeah. What did you say? Punishment?
He said punishment. Yeah, who do you pick, Neo?
Colt Cabana.
Colt Cabana. All right. So we got a good tag team match. We got the Briscoes versus SoCal Uncensored.
SCU.
Now, quick little story about the Briscoes.
SCU.
I came in to watch them I was in ROH in Vegas, and we came into the show a little late, and there was this guy, like, Super Mark right next to me. Like, Super Mark. So, I'm there with none like Joshua. First wrestling show ever. He doesn't know anything. And he's like, so who are these guys wrestling with the beards? And I was about to explain, like, oh, those are Briscoes. He's like, only the best tag team in the world. Jeez, man. Do your freaking research. And we're like, bro, calm down.
Also, Briscoes are far from the best tag team in the world.
They're one of the best.
Really
I can't front. They're one of the best. They're really good. They're top like six right now, I think.
Well, yeah. If you only watch ROH, then maybe they're
They're top
the best.
Top one.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe
that guy was just like a real big ROH fan.
Yeah, but
They're great, though. Okay. So next up, we got is there like no pick? No pick for that.
It's
a pre-show match.
I'm going with SoCal.
I'm going
with
SCU.
Because
I don't like the Briscoes.
I like the Briscoes. I'm going to pick Briscoes.
I don't like either name of the teams that are in their trash.
I didn't like when the Briscoes turned on Bubba
it's
Ray.
It's the worst town.
Yeah. Or Bully Ray.
Right.
Bully Ray.
Okay, we got four-way women's match. Oh, Madison Rain.
Sorry, real quick. Just want to take a quick bet. Do you guys think Flip Gordon is going to be in the
Battle Royal?
Just percentage?
I think so.
I think he'll try to.
I'm giving him a 25%. Like, he at least appears, but then maybe gets thrown out.
Okay.
Like, no, you're not supposed to be here.
Or he tries to come on, or like his music comes on or something.
He sneaks in.
They shoo him away.
Cody's dog comes and barks him out of the building or something.
Right. I think he'll try.
Like that. Okay.
They got to do some kind of segment with him. Like, they've been talking about him the entire time.
They're treating him like R-Truth.
Maybe somebody gets injured. You know?
Women's four-way, the only one I know is Tessa Blanchard, so that's my pick.
Yo, Britt Baker.
Britt Baker, she dope?
Yeah, I think she's dating Adam Cole.
Well, I mean, that has nothing to do with her wrestling skills.
She's also a dentist.
I mean, unless she, I'm sure Adam
Cole. Oh, yeah, she is a dentist.
Can vouch for her wrestling skills.
Britt Baker's a legit dentist?
Yeah.
And a wrestler?
Yep.
That's cool. Kicks your teeth in and then fixes them.
She's a legit Isaac Yankum.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right. This is an interesting one here. Stephen Amell versus former ROH World Champion Christopher Daniels.
Damn, I didn't know Stephen Amell was actually fighting.
He's actually wrestling.
I'm aware who Stephen Amell is from the Cody Rhodes stuff.
Yeah, are they going to have to put him over because he's a celebrity? Are they pulling the WCW here?
You can't put him over against a former world champion.
Yeah,
I don't think so. A multiple time like
David Arquette,
kind of legendary.
Is he good?
I'm not a big fan of Chris Daniels.
No, I'm not either. But is the other is he a good wrestler?
I haven't seen a lot.
I know who Christopher Daniels is. I've seen him in TNA. I've never seen the Arrow guy wrestle.
Oh yeah, do you think he's good?
Hey, I think it's funny that he was on.
No, he can't be Christopher Daniels.
Stephen Amell was on WWE promoting not only Arrow but some other stuff, and now he's gonna be at.
Oh yeah, he was at SummerSlam. Him and Cody became really good friends after that. Chicago Street Fight, Chicago.
Yeah, this was
Joey Janela versus Hangman Page.
Joey Janela, Hangman Page is he trash? Kind of guy.
The Bullet Club jobber, as we called him before. Holds the jock straps for the
you
Bullet Club.
You guys are bitches.
No, that's Crown Jewel. No, I'm just kidding.
How dare
I like
you?
No, I like him.
I don't respect Hangman Page.
So he loses to Joey Janela?
And Joey Janela is like the hot shit on the indie scene
right
now.
He's super hot
right
now.
But none of y'all watched Hangman in the G1.
Well, I've seen Hangman wrestle, but I've also seen him
recently in the G1.
I didn't see him in
the G1. He wears a noose. I don't give a fuck about him.
That just, that kind of makes a point to the fact that you're not on his new shit.
Yeah.
I could never root for that guy.
He accelerated his game.
Hangman Page, and he wears a noose.
So in the G1, he's impressive.
Very impressive.
All right, so do you think he beats Joey Janela?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's the hangman or if he's somebody who got hung, but I know he wears a noose. So a noose, either way it goes, doesn't...
The white guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's probably not appropriate.
Moving on.
Someone should tell him. All right, here's where
it
gets really interesting. Marty Scurll versus Okada.
Really?
A junior heavyweight versus a heavyweight boss.
You can't make it rain on somebody who always has an umbrella.
Nice.
So what do you think is going to happen here?
Okada's not losing.
Okada is winning.
But the thing is, Okada's been on a losing streak.
He has been.
He did win when he went to CMLL last month, but that was kind of like a three-man tag versus, and they won.
I don't think Marty Scurll's the guy, though. I don't think Marty beats him.
Kazuchika Okada.
The people love him, but I don't
lineage,
think that it's
way too much lineage.
Yeah,
he's. I think he's just. I mean, he was the PWI last year's PWI top wrestler.
Exactly.
You know,
he can't take this L.
Nope.
So I'm saying Okada all day.
Yeah.
Hangman might push him to the limit.
No,
Marty.
Oh, Hangman would never push him to any limit.
Watch
push that noose to the limit.
Ignorant.
He might try to push him off a plane.
He might
push him off a cliff with the Hangman.
I'll give you a push off a cliff. All right, ROH World Title: Jay Lethal versus whoever wins the Battle Royal. You know what? I changed my pick. It's Moose, best dropkick in the game.
So if you're picking Moose, then who's winning between Moose and Jay Lethal?
Jay Lethal will.
Man,
he can't lose. He didn't come to this show with the ROH title to lose it.
Yeah, Jay Lethal's beating whoever he goes against.
Right.
And the special attraction is it's not Jay Lethal. It's Machismo.
Oh, it's Black Machismo?
Wait, is that really who he's being?
Y'all don't watch Being the Elite, apparently.
Nah, I haven't seen it in a couple
I don't get a chance
ever.
I've never seen it.
He's like, I haven't watched it in a couple of evers.
I'll give you the 5-second buildup.
Okay.
Every time he gets hit on the shoulder, he catches like a relapse, and he dives back into Black Machismo, and he starts cutting promos on people. The last episode, he showed up in Chicago, and he pulled up his bag, and he had Macho Man gear inside of his bag. And so he goes to the mirror, like, washing his face. He's like, oh, what the fuck's going on with me? And then Black Machismo appears in the mirror. And I think it's going to be you, but it's going to be me, brother. And
I'll go watch that.
That's cool.
That does sound good.
All right, I'm on that.
Home show to All In, so I recommend it.
So they did a good job.
So and I'm a fan of Black Machismo. So, yeah, he's going to beat whoever it is.
He's beating whoever. NWA World Championship. Nick Aldis, champion, versus Cody Rhodes. Does Cody lose on his own show?
No.
Does he win the NWA title?
He's gonna book himself
on
like
his own show?
Yes.
We're gonna do a dusty finish, brother. This is what I'm seeing. I think we're gonna see a lot of blood.
Come on now, this is
hard times, baby. Hard times.
This is the equivalent of an indie rapper paying for a big feature.
Wow.
He created this whole pay-per-view around him winning this title. so that he could win his daddy's belt.
Now I hope he loses it just to prove this wrong. But you could be right. He's like, look, I want to win the NWA title, but I want to do it on a big stage. I want everybody to see this. So how can we do this? Oh, I call up all my friends.
I'll book it.
And I'll book the whole show. I put up my own money. So yeah, he paid for the Snoop Dogg feature here.
Right.
It's about to go platinum, but he paid for it.
Hey, it is what it is.
Well, he already did. He paid for the feature. He had the feature already, and then he
did.
He went to late.
He's literally writing the check to Nick Aldis, like, thanks for giving me the belt.
Hey, it is the business of professional wrestling, brothers.
Wow. So do we all agree Cody's got to take this belt?
Yeah, I think
he has to.
Yeah,
so, question. I mean, I guess heel face doesn't matter. I'm always asking. Yeah, but Cody wins this belt, it's going to be an emotional moment.
Yes.
In the ring, maybe crying. So now that we be like, oh, Cody, we love you. Congrats. You know?
You know what, though?
No, you're still a jerk to Kenny.
No, Cody, they're going to be tons of Cody you deserving chants. And...
Yeah. Cody could pretend to have a moment and then just heel swerve it
and
keep it up.
He does it a lot. He could, though.
But that's his image.
That's his character.
He's probably going to win it and then be like, yeah, I know I was going to win it all along type shit. Like,
that's actually a good idea. He could do that.
He knows right now.
He already knows. He already won it.
No. Sorry, kids.
He knew as soon as that guy agreed on that match. Like,
he's in Chicago right now loading up the confetti launchers.
He is. Okay,
we
here
got
we
one
go.
More match, right?
Two more. Kenny Omega versus Pentagon Jr.
That's the match I was waiting on.
Zero, miedo.
Man, I'm so torn.
I've never seen Pentagon Jr. wrestle.
Whoa, you got to watch some of his stuff on Lucha.
I feel like you Lucha Underground. Before, we've told you to go watch him. Yeah. Why are you so against going to watch
ignoring
Pentagon?
It. He's,
because there's so many other
what was
things
that match
I find.
End of the first season of Lucha, him and Vampiro?
Yeah, that was
that's what
found
got
out.
Me into Lucha. I was like, yo, it blew my mind. It's so crazy.
Okay.
So if you watch anything, the end of season one of Lucha.
Let me just tell you this. Like,
you got to suspend a lot of disbelief.
In Lucha Underground, Vampiro was, quote unquote, breaking the arm of everybody who he beat are people who he was running in. Like,
oh, so he's Ronda Rousey.
That was his gimmick. Like, oh, I'm just going to come out and injure everybody.
That was Pentagon.
Yeah, that's what I said. Pentagon.
Vampiro. But
he did it to Vampiro.
Yeah.
So.
So that was his thing. So that became this big, like, he was doing it for his master. And we got to finally on the final.
We
figure
like
out who his master
people.
Is. And we don't know who's like, telling him to break everybody's arm. And then at the end, Vampiro's like, you got to do it. Just break my arm, man. Just do it. And it's just like, what? And then he just, yeah, I want to give it away, but it's great TV. Anyway, main event, maybe, if
Wait,
Kenny and Pentagon is not.
Did anybody pick? Nobody
I
picked
don't, I can't pick, man. I cannot pick. However.
You're just going to enjoy the match?
IWGP champion can't lose on this show. I don't think.
You're right.
See, I hate to look at the matches like that.
I can't support it. Never mind.
I can't, you know, I can't. Right, I hate looking at the matches like that.
Pentagon ain't never been.
He's got lots of titles.
He's got a lot of titles all over the world.
No, I know, but just like.
I think he's the current TNA.
It's so hard because I'm like, he's so popular,
TNA,
but.
Or no, Impact Champion.
No, Kenny's super Huge popular, so champion. It's like.
And so is Pentagon.
So is Pentagon.
Oh, that's hard.
The
man.
Crowd is the winner on this one. Like,
yeah,
yes.
We all win.
They're going to go crazy in this match. I can't call it.
Nope.
I can't.
I'm going to say Kenny. I'm going
to
say Kenny Omega.
I just want to enjoy it.
Yeah. I think back in my mind, Kenny, but I still want to see it play out.
I'm along your brain lane.
All right. And then a triple threat, which might, I don't know if it's going to be main event, but it's at the top of this card. Young Bucks and Kota Ibushi versus Rey Mysterio, Phoenix, and Bandido.
Yeah.
This should be great. A lot of flippy stuff. Especially if it's the last match, the Bucks and Kota have to come out on top. But you're going to see a lot of flippies, a lot of super kicks.
That's a good spot.
I know that's the way that you call in the card, but do you really think that, because you were just saying like Kenny and Pentagon being, but you don't think that Cody is going to headline his own show?
Who knows?
I don't know, man. Like, is his match bigger than Kenny and Pentagon?
It's been being built up more.
That's true.
They're trying to use that, what is it, the lineage?
Take the lineage of the NWA title.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just reading the way they wrote it on the website, but it could easily be a different order.
The NWA has gone as far as to also make like a mini series that kind of is leading up to All In as well. And honestly,
are they following the guy who has the belt now?
Nick Aldis.
Okay. Yeah. The way that the Elite follows Cody, so there's like they're doing like a 24/7 for All In.
Something like that. But there is coverage that kind of tells you the lineage and how he came to and how he's been defending it, putting NWA on his back.
Here's a question.
Yo.
Are we going to see a match of the year candidate this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is Meltzer Meltzer's going to break his star machine on this card?
Yeah. Kenny and
what is the match of the night? What is the match of the night in your opinion?
Kenny and Pentagon is 10 stars. Like, that's going to be, they're going to like kill it. I have no doubt. However, that 6-man tag is going to be wild.
It's crazy because I'm going to say that Cody match is going to be real good. I think it's going to. And yeah. I feel like he's going to be extra bloody in that match.
Oh, he's going to bleed.
I think for the purists, that's going to be a great match. Like, if you're a wrestling purist, that's going to be one of the ones. But if you're, like, into, like, the extreme spots and all that shit, that 6-man tag is going to be the one.
Yeah, that's going to be the one with the most spots, I'm sure. And then I feel like that, like you're saying, Cody's match is going to have a lot of, like, psychology involved in it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I feel like also with Kenny and Pentagon, like, I feel like Kenny and Pentagon's is like the middle of both of those matches. Like, you're going to get the psychology and the spots, which is why, like you were saying, 10 stars. Like, I think that's going to be
that'll be the one where they're going to go all out. It's going to be super technical.
You're going to get the flips, you're going to get the deliberate, like, just the like slow methodical, like, from Pentagon.
Oh, it's going to be great. So that is our card. If you have any thoughts, please drop us a note. We are on Twitter at Matt Mania Podcast. We're on Instagram at Matt Mania Pod.
Make sure you follow that Instagram because we are going to be posting a lot from that Instagram while we're at it. All In and StarCast. So be sure to pay attention to those Instagram live videos.
Yeah.
Indeed.
In fact, if you go to the Instagram and you actually check out our StarCast/All In schedule. So if you are in the area, you can catch us where we are. Of course, you can always send us messages. We will be actively pursuing Matt Maniacs to be on the podcast. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your thoughts, and we want to hear your opinions. And, you know, maybe a couple sound bites. We can feature you on the show. We'll see.
True. Come up and give us the secret code word, which will be
Trashka.
Okay, that works. I was going to say... get these hands, but no, that works too.
A piece of trash, a piece of works. Rock knowledge.
Do we have a burial of the week this week? Because I have something I would like to bury. Real quick.
You said you had a sound bite for burial of the week, right?
I put it in post. I do it after the
and
show.
I hate to,
and you put it in post. Yeah.
I hate to do this because I feel like they're friends of the show and I do support a lot of the shows they bring to the valley.
He's about to shit on Steel Cage. Steel Cage, you get him.
No.
The burial of the week for me is going to Urban AZ.
Oh.
Who is bringing live in concert to Celebrity Theater. The Pied Piper, Mr. Robert Kelly.
Kells.
So, yes.
Yeah.
I'm more amazed that they're bringing him, and I'm more amazed by the comments that people are excited to see him. I feel like anybody who goes to that show is nasty.
I thought you were going to say they deserve to get peed on. But
they have sanitary stations all over the place.
I don't understand how people still ride for this.
How can you ride for R. Kelly at this point in time?
I don't get it, yo. Like, it's become... It's weird.
The only song I can listen to of his that doesn't bug me is Sadie, the one on his first album, but was it his grandmother?
Yeah.
Because that was like, that's like, and that song did not fit that album at all, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah. I know how you guys feel, but for like just regular people, it's just so hard for them to separate.
You know how we talk about separate the music from the person, separate the art.
Can you though? I can't.
We talked about Hogan.
No, I'm saying you said you can't separate a person from their art. So if you don't like that person, then you don't like their art.
I can't with R. Kelly.
Well, just like we were talking about in the group text earlier, Rand didn't like a certain person.
Yeah.
That you sent some to, and then he gave that person credit.
Yeah.
For that. So
now R. Kelly's made great music. I'm not knocking his.
He still listening. I Believe I Can Fly. There's no child molesting involved in that song.
I'll never discredit him as a musician. He's an absolute genius. So talented. It's just the person is nasty. Like, it's nasty.
And I think it makes it worse when then you listen to, like, the nasty stuff. And then you're like, oh, man, like, this 12-play album, you were playing with
dog.
Kids.
your body's calling.
Did you guys, let me ask you guys about this, since you were talking about R. Kelly.
Yeah.
This is about Lauryn Hill. Did you guys see that new
article
that came out? Oh, I was going to give her the burial of the week.
About Lauryn.
What Glassberg came out and said about her, and then she clapped back a little bit.
It was too much to read, but...
Yeah, but her clap back is like, or at least what I heard is...
I mean, what is she supposed to say?
Is not... didn't really explain anything. But I heard some other people's input on this. Wow. I'm just saying, like, separating a person from music, do we all agree that Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is a great album?
Great album.
Do you care if she didn't... change her opinion if she didn't write anything on it?
It doesn't change my opinion. It's good. I mean, it changes my opinion of her that she didn't credit people.
But I feel like people have already had a skewed, like, kind of shitty...
Well, I mean...
opinion of Lauryn because of her, like, shows and how she conducts herself.
Speaking of her shows, though, if you go to her shows, you'll notice that the music being played
is never
the original, because she's not allowed to use it. She is not allowed to use it.
She also addressed that. She said that wasn't true. She says she only changes the music because, hey, I've been playing these same songs for 20 years. I want to challenge myself and make them sound different.
We don't want to hear you challenge yourself. We want to hear you be great. We want to hear you be great.
At 180 BPM.
Yeah, man. I've heard her do it.
I'm like, what is this song?
Like, and when she does that thing, like, I want to hear that thing with that, with the bop of that song. Not, I don't want you to change it.
So she wrote a lot on this thing.
She did.
You can look it up if you want, but I don't have that kind of time.
No.
But people say, so you two are saying, like, when I go to this show, I want to hear the songs as the songs were intended.
Yes.
But not even about just her, but something that people say about shows in general is, like, if you're going to go to a show and listen to the show like the CD, then listen to the CD. Don't you want to go to the show and be entertained in a way that you weren't entertained on the album?
No.
That's what the Roots do. You go see the Roots. They are flipping and doing all types of
things. That's different.
That's the Roots.
That's the Roots.
They're known for being different.
And speaking of sounding like your CD, I've seen Sade live, and Sade live is her CD. Like, she sounds the exact same. So, like, she can do it. Lauryn could do it.
If your recordings are top notch, you should sound like the recording.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if I buy a ticket, say if you buy a ticket and you are sitting, like, high up or something, you're sitting where you don't really get a good stage show, right? And you're just listening. That means I could have not bought this ticket and just listened to this at home.
I disagree.
When I go, I want to see something.
You're still hearing the banter between songs. You're hearing the talking. You're hearing, you're still getting an experience with that.
And there's
artist.
More to people's gripes with Lauryn Hill's stage show. You know, the fact that she's 45 to an hour late, performs for maybe 30 minutes. At this point, I think if you go to a Lauryn Hill show and she pulls that shit, it's your own fault. We've all been telling you for years.
Right.
Because I've seen her three times. She was terrible twice, amazing once. Not a good ratio.
Yeah, that's not a good ratio. Well, I've seen her twice, and I was, like,
I guess
baffled
it's a difference
both times.
And I'll never go see her again.
You're doing a song, and it starts off with, like, the original beat, and then you switch the beat up. But I guess if you
That's different. If you never heard the original beat, she plays it. Because, again, she changes her band every tour, so it's going to sound completely different every time. And then she speeds it way up, so it's, you can't even understand what song it is.
I know, but that's why I was comparing it to, like, the like, not just compare it to
the roots.
Yeah, because I was saying, like, a band. So a band is going to be able to play the original, and then they can change and they.
But
can
they'll change it up. The Roots will be
playing.
Like second verse. I'm gonna do the Cardi B track for the next verse. You know what I mean? Like switching it to something new.
And that's what I'm saying. Like that's a show where it's like, oh, you enjoy that because it's like, oh, I didn't. That's stuff that
I'm not comparing Lauryn Hill to the Roots ever again. Can we end this?
not comparing her. That's why I brought up the fact of saying, like, the Roots will give you the original, and then they're gonna change it up. If you heard her album and you like those original beats, and then you never get to hear the original beat at the show. Yes, you're gonna be.
But it sounded like you was defending Lauryn Hill. Like, well,
I was defending artist expression. That's what I'm defending.
She's all about artist expression.
A show, if I do one verse, the beat, and then I switch the beat up for the second verse, and somebody comes up and they be like, "Oh man, I really would have liked it if you would have just kept the whole beat." Like, I'm saying, like, no, an artist can express themselves the way that they want to.
Sure,
but
that's what Lauryn's doing.
I've never been to a Lauryn Hill show.
Rock
is the rock knowledge
is the knowledgeable. The most experience. I went to two. The first time, it was a bad situation
the Rock
for
the Bells?
Her and for everybody. It was Rock the Bells 05 or 06. Wu-Tang was the special guest, and Wu-Tang was late or didn't come up, and they were like, yo, before Wu-Tang comes up, we got a special guest for y'all. The world famous Lauryn Hill. And everybody's like, boo. Like, we wanted Wu-Tang. Like, what? You can't give a starving Wu-Tang.
You can't
crowd.
Give a crowd that wants Wu-Tang anybody but Wu-Tang.
God could have came on that stage.
Because they had been there all day for Wu-Tang.
They'd be like, man, Jesus, you don't slap. Get out of here.
Yeah, that was
your tracks don't slap. So it was a terrible first wave for me to see her, because I had in my mind, I was like, why they do this to her? Like, it was unannounced. You know what I'm saying? Totally unannounced. And she came out and played acoustic.
Yeah.
She grabs the guitar like
at Rock the Bells.
And everybody's like, yo, this is Rock the Bells. So it was a bad spot. So I gave her another chance. And then the next Rock the Bells, she was like a headliner. And again, the songs were too fast. I couldn't even understand them.
Hey, I got a lot of love for her Unplugged acoustic album.
So it's
the fact
classic.
That saying like acoustic, like, was it just not good for that setting?
It's not good for that setting.
Okay. Yeah, you can't do acoustic.
You can't do acoustic at Rock the Bells. Everybody's playing on tracks, and then they're just, nah, you can't do it. So it was a bad decision. But again, if you feel like a long read, she has some good quotes, though, where she says things like,
I hire master builders and.
She says a lot
of
things.
She had a lot of, a lot of what she said was dope.
Here's something she said that I had to, this is the one quotable. Show me an artist working now who hasn't been directly influenced by the work I put in. And I'll show you an artist who's been influenced by an artist who was directly influenced by the work that I put in. Wait, what the
sounds
heck?
Like a Scott Steiner promo.
Sounds like the queen to me.
This is some pimp talk. Like, oh, you say you want to get away from me, but you don't really mean what you say, because you don't even understand what you say, because I didn't give you the permission to even understand or begin to realize what I was beginning to tell you to think. So you want to stay, right? Like, yeah, I guess
this,
I want to stay.
There's this the this second
is
a, season.
This of crazy double talk.
This is the longest burial of the week ever.
There's a second season of this show coming on HBO that's about pimps, and they've been showing the previews.
Oh, the Deuce.
Method Man. Yeah, Method Man's in that
fire.
Shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they've been showing the previews for season two, and it starts off, and the guy is like, telling the girl, he's like, yeah, tell me your dreams or something about. And then she starts. He's like, no, stop. I'm going to tell you what your dreams are. I'm like, oh.
See, that's that pimp talk. Wasn't it Dave Chappelle said was an Iceberg Slim book? He said that in the second one. He's like, yo, this book. That's real, man. That pimp psychology. I think that's really what this reminds me of when I read this.
Yeah. That's...
I was like, wow, Lauryn, you feeling yourself.
She kind of spazzed on him a little bit.
And man. Anyway, so there you go. Lauryn and Urban AZ
man.
Gets the burials for booking Kells. Don't book R. Kelly, okay, people? Don't do that.
Yeah, don't book Kells, man. Man, episode 99, wrapping
books.
It up.
In
still
the books.
Getting mine in the one. Nine.
That's some what album rap. Is that off of?
Nobody got
sound
it.
Bombing.
Sound bombing.
I was burping. So
I think I might play that at the end of the show. That's going to be our joint.
Yo, so this was episode 99.
Yeah.
We will be in all in. Myself, T. Call, Mega Ran.
Yeah.
Neo X. No, we will be in all in. We will be in the arena. We will be
We're
in
actually
the
all
ring.
In.
I will be, and I will be all in my room watching it on pay-per-view. Cheering along with the Matt Maniacs.
We will be in the over-the-top Battle Royal.
Tell us if you see us. We're going to all have our Matt Mania shirts.
That's
and
right.
We're going to be trying to get seen on TV.
Big shouts out to my job. Thanks.
Thanks, job.
Should have buried y'all.
I was about to say, we should have buried Rock's job.
We should have.
But we're gonna be nice to just bury two people.
Yeah.
And we want you guys to follow us at Matt Mania Podcast. Follow us on Twitter.
It's going to be fun, man.
Matt Mania. And, if you're
let me read all the events. We got it on our Insta Grizzy.
Yes, sir.
Let me read this for you real quick, tell you what we all up to. We have so much going down.
I mean, even just the concert in itself, we're going to be in an arcade bar.
True. So this is what's happening. Thursday.
And anybody can get these hands at Street Fighter.
True. Thursday. I think they also have that WWE game. The WWF one, WrestleFest. I think they got that,
Oh,
too.
I thought you was about to say they put the WWE game in the cabinet for the show.
Nah.
You can't play this.
That would be cool. Live concert with Show You Suck, Microphone Misfits, Novelist, T-Call at Emporium Arcade Bar. The new Novelist album is out. It's dope. I got a song on there. He's really good. Emporium Arcade Bar, 8 p.m. Friday, live podcast, Matt Mania, episode 100. We're about to keep it a buck.
Can I call in for that?
Sure. We're going to figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you to call in.
We might do something. We might be able to set something up to Skype.
Skype me in.
That's also going to broadcast throughout the entire StarCast area. Yeah. So as we're broadcasting it, it'll be on the speakers. So everybody walking around will hear it. Episode 100 is going down. So they'll all hear us saying how people are trash. It'll be great.
They're going to be like, this is what these guys talk about all day.
What is this?
Marks and fedoras and trash.
That will be at the West. Vince McMahon and snacks. Westwood One pop-up stage, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Saturday, nice. September 1st, StarCast.
Also and my birthday.
During the day. That's right. Virgo season, StarCast and All In. Sunday.
Did you say All In is on your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, what a gift, huh?
Right.
You should try to see if you can get it for free.
Hit up Cody.
Tweet him.
Hey, yo, Cody.
My birthday.
Yo, it's my birthday.
Because
I'll prove it.
They've been giving a lot of people shit.
He's been granting wishes all week.
Right.
Been like, hey, can
people
I
been
get
getting
a
flight?
He's feeling like Oprah right now.
I'm gonna be like, yo, Cody, my job didn't let me come down. I'm about to order it on pay per view. What's good?
Oh well, yeah, give him a sob story.
Shoot him a tweet.
I tried.
Hey, shoot your shot, man.
I tried to go. My job wouldn't let me.
Always shoot your shot. Okay, we got one last event Sunday. Just added. Live performance at Warrior Wrestling 2.
Yeah, can you tell us about this event that's been added?
Nobody else knew about it.
Are you performing?
I am. I went and looked it up. This joint's called Warrior Wrestling. It's going down Sunday. This is the second event they've had.
When do they want you to perform? Before the show?
During the entrance time, like starting off the show, and also during intermission. Who else going to be there?
We got
a crazy card.
Is this a crazy card? Is this the one where that guy tweeted and he was like, hey, if you guys can't get into All In, come to this?
I don't remember that. Jordynne Grace versus Tessa Blanchard. We got, who else is happening? Adonis versus Cabana. We got Frank the Clown and James Ellsworth in action. David Arquette is in action.
Yeah, I did see this.
Rich Swann, Rey Mysterio, Pentagon, Brian Cage, Jeff Cobb, Austin Aries, Phoenix, Sammy Guevara.
Kevin
Steen.
Rich Swann, Austin Aries.
Yeah, I just said all those names.
Okay. Yeah, man.
You're a little late. Nah, it's all good.
Like an echo.
Echo. Darby All-In with Jay Bradley. This would be a really, 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 really good card. I'm looking forward to it, man. So we'll be there performing. It's is it sold out? No, it's not sold out. Friday, AAW is going down.
Am I performing with you?
Sure. Want to do some songs?
Cool.
Oh, they said it's at a Catholic church, so we can't cuss.
Did they really say this?
They did.
Oh, wow.
They were like, don't have the crowd doing any chants, like suck it. That's exactly what they told me. I was like, don't worry.
You don't curse anyway.
Nah. Teak does though. Nah. AAW is Friday. We're gonna try to get into that. It's sold out. Wait, I gotta give you some information.
During this episode.
Friday is AAW, second night. It's sold out. Yeah. But we might have a friend, and his name might begin with A C H. So I think he's getting us in.
I love ACH.
ACH is a good friend of Novelist, and he said that he's going to hook us up. So
ACH is the guy.
We got like
he's
mad
the AAW
wrestling.
Champion.
So we got mad wrestling this weekend. So yeah, we're going
to
get on out of here
it
and
helps
get started.
To have friends in high places or just friends that like
was,
to get high.
I was legit going to spend.
Speaking of, Ron Funches is going to be out there.
Exactly.
We got to catch up with that guy.
Yes. We're going to catch up with X-Pac, and X-Pac is going to link us up with Ron Funches, and then we're going to get high and watch wrestling.
That's the plan. We're watching.
Woo!
We're targeting you, Ron Funches, but in the most non-threatening way. We just feel like you would be a cool dude to hang with. So
we're targeting you.
Yes.
We're challenging you to some Street Fighter at the Emporium. We're challenging you. I bet you I can smoke more than you.
Also,
whatever one of these challenges you want to take us up on to get us
just
involved.
Bring it. Anything. We'll do any challenge. Hot wings, weed, drinking, whatever. Leva Bates will be hosting.
I just said weed.
I had to say it before you did. Leva Bates will be hosting our event at Emporium tomorrow.
She's a friend of the show.
We fly out at 6 a.m., so we're going to get on out of here. But as always, ladies and gentlemen, for level 99 and forever, keep your shoulders
off.
the Matt.
Signing off. This is Mega Ran. Because I'm a cast man.
See you in Chicago.
Chill.
See you in Chicago. Peace. All
right. 78 minutes. All right. Not bad.
Not the worst. It happens,
what
man.
What's wrong with you?
Well, we're getting out of here before 10, so that's
the
good part. I'm sure we all got to finish packing. Tiff has started packing my stuff, but I know I got to go home and finish packing. And she's supposed to be retwisting my hair tonight.
There you go.
I'm going to take my beard down a little bit.
Why?
What's up, buddy?
Just because, I don't know. Like, do you feel like it's too straggly?
He's like, I heard him.
He said he's about to shave his beard down some before we go out.
I said, here. Why?
Yeah. You think he should?
I'll just clean it up. Just clean it up. I'm just going to clean the luxurious beard.
We both got beards. Let's go out there with beards, man. Just twist your mustache up.